This is the Eye on Potatoes, brought to you by the National Potato Council. The Eye is the place to tune in for conversations with growers and thought leaders on advocacy, production, and all things potatoes. Now, here's your host, Lane Nordland.
Well, hello and welcome, friends, to our first edition of the Eye on Potato podcast. My name is Lane Nordland, and I'm honored to be your host here today. So thank you for joining us here on the podcast waves. Today's show is coming all the way from Washington, D.C., from the National Potato Council office. And joining us is the Chief Executive Officer of the National Potato Council, Cam Quarles. Cam, how are you doing here today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for being here, Lane. Excited to have you in the nation's capital.
Well, I'm happy to be here, too. And as we start to talk about the Eye on Potato podcast, it's really about bringing D.C. to the countryside and the countryside to D.C. For our friends listening here today on their phones or their devices, why are we starting this podcast? Why do we want to engage with folks all over the United States and the world talking about the important role that the National Potato Council plays for them and the role that they play with the National Potato Council?
Well, the Potato Council was started decades ago for the sole purpose of impacting federal policy to benefit the potato industry. So a key part of our ability to be successful in that mission is for folks to know what we're doing and how it's impacting them. And also, to the extent that they are out there engaging with policymakers at the federal level, their senators, their congressmen, folks from the Department of Agriculture, EPA, if they know what we're doing and the important things that need to be modified in order to bend federal policy to the benefit of this industry, this podcast is a terrific way to keep folks updated and knowledgeable about all those things that need to get done back here in D.C. for their benefit.
For our friends listening today as well, we are also going to be producing these shows every other week. And that's an opportunity to not only hear about what's going on in the Beltway, but engaging with those stakeholders, with the producers, and with those that really make the industry roll. That's kind of the format for our friends listening, talking about those opportunities we have in the industry, and then coming back to the Beltway, whether it's in Washington, D.C., or we're out in the countryside talking with our friends. That's the whole goal, is to really just make sure everyone's involved in the process.
That's right. There's an old saying that if you're not at the table, you're on the menu. And we want to make sure that everybody in the potato industry, they're at the table, they're knowledgeable about the things that we're doing back here. Having that type of information flow across the entire industry from coast to coast and north to south, that's just going to make for better outcomes for all of us.
Now, maybe for our listeners that just came across this podcast online, let's just talk about the history of the National Potato Council, its founding, and the role it's played in the decades since, and the pivotal role it's played here in Washington, D.C., and in state capitals across the nation.
Sure. So the Potato Council was founded in the 1940s. It's been here in Washington, D.C. for almost 20 years. It used to be co-located with Potatoes USA, our checkoff program out in Denver. They moved it about 20 years ago back to D.C. So we have a small but very effective staff here, folks. Some of our adversaries, when they get a little frustrated with some of the successes that the Potato Council has been having, they start to call us Big Potato. But there's only five of us here on staff, and so I'm excited. It's me. Mike Winkle is our Chief Operations Officer. Holly Alexander is our Vice President of Industry Affairs and Events. Hillary Hutchins does an incredible job with grower outreach. And we have our newest member of the team is Mark Szymanski, who handles all of our communications and public relations action. So it's just the five of us here. But we like to think that we bat a little bit above our weight and get a lot done for the number of folks we have.
And as I mentioned, in the future, our podcasts that we put out every other week, we will wrap them up with an update from the Beltway. But maybe over the past year, up until this point, what are some of the wins that the potato industry has seen over the past year itself in 2019, leading up to the 2020 Potato Expo in Las Vegas?
Well, we've Even though it's been an incredibly volatile year in Washington, D.C., we've had some really terrific wins. It started almost exactly a year ago with the passage of the most recent farm bill. That's something that folks didn't think could get done in this really contentious partisan environment. But cooler heads prevailed. We were able to get folks together, and ultimately we got a bill that generates some tremendous value for the potato industry, agriculture broadly. We got huge increases in agricultural research. The single largest increase went to specialty crops, of which the potato industry is a member. So that was a great bill. We got new money for the trade title in the farm bill, a lot of new specialty crop focused funds and programs were in that bill. So that was fantastic. You followed that up with USMCA is moving towards a vote here, hopefully by the end of the year. And then we got a big breakthrough on Japan. A lot of our competitors were benefiting in Japan because the U.S. had pulled out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement. The administration was able to negotiate with Japan and essentially take all of those tariff benefits that were in TPP. They put them into this new Japan agreement, and Japan, once they ratify it, we will be back on level terms with our competitors. So that's just several wins that we've experienced over the last, or near wins that we've experienced over the last year. And we want to carry that momentum into this presidential election year of 2020.
And speaking of 2020, in just a few weeks, we will be in Las Vegas for the 2020 Potato Expo. For our friends listening here today, maybe they haven't registered yet. There's still time to get registered, get your hotel reservations. What's in store for our friends in Las Vegas this year?
Well, it's pretty exciting.
Or 2020, excuse me.
And 2020 is not far away. So it's pretty exciting. Holly and the team is putting together what we think is going to be the best expo that the industry has ever experienced. It's a terrific time for everyone to get together. The timing is perfect. It kicks off the beginning of every year. We're going to have roughly 2,000 folks in Las Vegas at the Mirage, a host of different activities, breakout sessions, speakers to keep folks informed on all of the cutting edge issues that are impacting the industry. And we're going to have a very exciting announcement about the Potato Leadership Education and Advancement Foundation. This is a new program that will directly support the Potato Industry Leadership Institute. That is going to be something that I think the industry decades from now is going to look back on and think this is a very important thing undertaking that kicked off here in 2020. So we're very excited about that.
No, I look forward to learning more about the foundation and all that the 2020 convention has in store for attendees. And of course, for our listeners that maybe won't be able to make it to this year's meeting, we're going to have recaps. We're going to have conversations with attendees at this year's event. And again, we're going to have these conversations throughout the year, every other week. So we're going to encourage you to subscribe on your Android, your iPhone devices, and help us spread the message of the Eye on Potato podcast. And we really look forward to having you join us every other week discussing these issues that impact our industry here in the United States. Cam, what else would you like to share with our friends before we wrap up our conversation today?
Oh, we're just really excited to kick this off. We think this is a great opportunity to keep the industry informed about what's happening in D.C. and across the country. We're thrilled that you're joining us for it, Lane, and we want to see what episodes result from here. So this is the start.
It's the start. I'm looking forward to it. And for our listeners out there, if you have some suggestions for shows, or if you have any questions in general about the potato industry, you just give the National Potato Council a shout, whether it's online, on their social media pages. Make sure and give them a like and follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And we're going to continue just to tell the story and engage with producers and consumers alike here in Washington, D.C., and out in the countryside. That's going to do it for episode number 1. Thanks for joining us here on the Eye on Potato podcast. I'm Lane Nordland. We'll see you right down the road.
Thanks for tuning in to the National Potato Council's Eye on Potatoes podcast with host Lane Nordlund. For more information, visit nationalpotatocouncil.org and make sure to subscribe to the podcast today.